Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online weekly channeling, or not so weekly channeling lately. Tonight, my sister Joanne and I, she called me and said that she's being prompted to do a channeling. So here we are. Joanne?
Yeah, hi, Jane. Thanks for setting up tonight. So I'm doing a little bit better now. I had a pretty severe case of the giggles before we started, but I think I'm under control. And I'm starting, to feel the energy come in.
Okay, good. I'm going to go on mute. And I didn't know that you were giggling earlier. I must have missed that. I'll talk to you after.
It's starting up a little bit, but it'll start. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so as Jane said, I felt like doing a channeling tonight because I could feel some energy around me. That, and when that happens, it means that a message is coming through. So I'm going to be quiet for a moment. Before we started the show, I could feel like almost like a team of galactics assembling behind me. And, you know, I asked for a little assistance to stop with my giggling so I'd be okay for the channeling, and I got calm. And then I felt them around me. So we'll see who's coming through. Okay. So I'm feeling the energy of Mother Mary. And Kuan Yin, who hold the same frequency in that they have this very nurturing, loving, unconditional mother energy. And I'm seeing now more the image of Kuan Yin, but Mother Mary's still here, so I'll see what message they have for us. My dear children who are now living on planet Earth, the Divine Mother is here with you to make you aware that what you see around in the world appears to be very disheveled, appears to be like everything's fallen apart. And we are here with you tonight to remind you that what you see is not the truth of the reality of your world. It is just a snapshot of an element of energies, let's say old energies that is leaving the world, and they're making a bit of a ruckus before they leave. The realities that we want you to focus on place once this chaos is gone, because it will end. We want you to know that for sure. Rest assured that the chaos will end. So we are here to tell you about the new world that you are walking in already, but your perception of, for many of you, aren't high enough in frequency, or your energy isn't there yet to see it, but it's all around you, taking shape. And we are here to help walk you through the new world energy and help to integrate some of this energy so that you can begin to see the reality of your world that is shaping up around you. So this is Kuan Yin that I see is continuing to speak. We would like you to draw your attention to the rainbow energy. This is the energy that is prevalent in the new world. The rainbow is a symbol of joy. The rainbow is a symbol of miracles. And we are telling you that the new world will be filled with miracles and opportunities for you to live your life to your fullest. In the old world, the chaos that you see around you, there was so much limitations of spirit. You couldn't spread your wings and fly. So many of you were like caged birds and going about your day in a way that you were very limited and you couldn't express your spirit to its full potential. In this new world that is shaping up around you, it is the energy of the rainbow, of miracles, of joy, an energy in which you have been let out of your cage and you are able to look at the world in a new way, like a bird would who lived in their cage their entire life and they're suddenly let free. What do they do? How do they know how to use their wings properly? It might take them a little bit of time. So this is the same for those of you who are just beginning to realize this new rainbow world around you. It might take you a little bit of time to acclimate and to truly understand your divinity, your divine nature as a child of light, that you can live in a world of unlimited opportunities. The Mother Creator, the Father Creator, and all of us ascended masters in spirit, in the spirit world, know what you're capable of. Know that you have the gifts of the Creator within you to create a life of great joy, of unlimited opportunities, the life of your dream without limitations. That is what is unfolding around you. So we would like for you to really start to begin to shift your perception on this rainbow light that exists around you, that you are manifesting, and not on the chaos that is around you. When you are focusing on the chaos around you, you are prolonging your stay in the old world. It's like you checked into a hotel that you really don't like, that has a lot of problems in it, but you don't leave right away, and you keep staying there hoping it'll get better. What you have to do is to change your perception to a new reality, a new place of being, a new home to dwell in, so you check into your new home that is of unlimited possibilities. So we would like your focus to be in this new world, in this rainbow world, in this world of golden opportunities that's filled with love, that's filled with light, in which your heart's desires become manifest. So the Blessed Mother and I would like to send you energy and walk you through a meditation to help you to acquire the energies needed to shift your perception to this new world, so you can start to dwell in there, that you can create a new home in your thoughts, the one that has everything you desire in it. And once you start to dwell within your perception in this new home, then you ripple that energy out into the world, and it helps other people to then start to shift their perception, so they can dwell in this new world of rainbows and miracles too. So we would like you to put your feet on the ground, open your arms up so they're not crossed, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. And as you breathe in, we ask you to breathe in the colors of a beautiful rainbow. And know that this rainbow energy is entering into your physical body and begins to circulate throughout your body, throughout your cells, and in your DNA. And as you exhale, this rainbow light still stays within your body, but some of it leaves to fill your energy field. So you are glowing and multicolored just like a rainbow. And this rainbow light has a song that it plays. Each color is a separate note. And this song is aligned to your soul, to the highest and best aspect of yourself. And as this song of rainbow colors plays within your body, on your DNA, within your heart, in your energy field, it opens the doors of perception that enables you to see the world of the rainbow that exists all around you. So when you go out into the world with this perception opened, you should notice that colors might seem a little bit brighter. You might run into more people who are friendly. You might notice the colors in the sky and view sunsets and sunrises in a different way. And the people around you, you might see glowing more. Plants in other living things will have a different kind of aura about them. And your life will change at first in very subtle ways, but you will notice that there's a difference. And that difference in subtlety helps you to become happier. And as you become happier, it opens the perception, the gateway to the rainbow world even more. And you start living in that world more. And the more you live in the rainbow world, the happier, more joyous you become, the more miracles you attract, and that opens your perception even more. So it's a continual process. And as you move into this rainbow world, this beautiful world of change in perception, of higher frequency, you'll discover that you are not paying as much attention to the outer world because it starts to lose its significance. You realize that that isn't your true reality, that this new world, this beautiful world of magnificent colors and music and good feelings, happiness, joy, and miracles becomes your current reality. And you have stepped forth into the rainbow world, this fifth dimensional and above reality. And you'll find that as a result of this, your heart center opens up wider, like a lotus opening up all its petals and revealing the beautiful golden center within your divine self, the flame of divinity that lives within you, that links you to all of creation, that is you. You are a divine flame of light and love given to you by the Creator. So as this rainbow light stays playing this beautiful music within your cells, within your DNA, and in your energy fields, I'm going to raise my hand now and hold my left hand palm up. And in my left hand, I have a flame. And that flame is growing brighter. And as the flame grows brighter in my hand, the flame within your heart center grows brighter too. And it starts to get big like a bonfire. And this flame of divinity is filling your body. It's filling your energy field. And it's growing like a giant bonfire. This flame of divinity represents just a small fraction of your light and the power given to you by the Creator. In this new rainbow world, you will start to really step into your spiritual power and understand how much power and light you have and the ability to manifest your life as you desire. This is what the Creator wants for you, the Mother Father. You live a life of your heart's desire that brings you joy, that brings you unlimited love, and brings you into the light of divinity that you can live from in this rainbow world that is opening right before your eyes. And now you have been given the gift to open your perception so that you can see it and you can live in it. And now you have your flame of divinity that's always existed within you. It is what connects you to the Creator. It's been turned up a bit so you can start to feel your power and you can start to live from the love that burns within your heart, unconditional love of the Mother Father that exists within you, and you can start to feel it and feel your connection to all life on the planet, all life in existence, to the all. Your heart center is what connects you to the all. So in this rainbow world, this new world, you'll start to know your connection to all that exists. And you will feel part of the one. This is the greatest gift that you can experience, given to you by the Creator, is to remember your connection to all that exists and begin to feel the all within you and all around you. It's in everything, that pure source energy. So many we see feel disconnected from life. They feel disconnected from their selves, true selves, disconnected from the Creator. This new energy of the rainbow, the increased flame of divinity within you, the increased love you feel in your heart will finally make you feel and know that you are part of the whole of creation. And you will feel the connection to not only life on earth, but to all life in the cosmos, including your galactic family, to the angels, to the ascended masters, to the ancestors, to the all. With this perception open, nothing will be the same again. Everything will be magnificent and wondrous, wonderful, and just so beautiful, because you will feel part of the whole, the greater consciousness, the whole of existence, the all, the one. This is what it's like to be let outside of the cage. The cage is your perception. And once your perception has been opened up, you will begin to view life in a different way, in a way that will bring you so much love, so much beauty, so much light, so much joy and peace. This is what the Creator has always intended for you to experience. And now you are remembering your true identity and your connection to all. If you would like to take another deep breath to help integrate all of these energies that have been sent to you this evening, and open your eyes and look around. And it is my desire that you begin to experience this rainbow world as you go about your day today or start a new day tomorrow, and notice the beauty and the colors around you. Notice the vibration of the energy. Begin to feel that you are part of the one, of all the life that there is around you. And look at the stars and know that they are part of you and you are part of them, that everything is connected. And once you remember this, you will experience great joy. Thank you. Okay, Jean, I think that's it.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, so that was Kuan Yin, which I've never channeled her speaking. I've written some stuff about her, but not like that. So that was a bit of a surprise, because initially I thought it was going to be the Galactics, because I could feel them around me. But I think they were just supporting me so I could get over the giggles. Which,
yeah, I think that's it too. Yeah.
Yeah. And that brings to mind also that we all have these guides, angels, the galactics, light beings, ascended masters around us all the time that are here to support us and help us. We just have to ask for their help. And, you know, I'm fortunate that for a while I've been able to feel their presence. And I know that many people don't, because I have people ask me, you know, how do I get to know my angel's presence? How do I know if they're around me or the galactics or any of these beings? And the simple answer is to raise your frequency, because these loving beings are from higher dimensions. So they have a higher vibration. They vibrate at love, the vibration of love, or even higher than that. So they vibrate like sixth dimension and above, which is higher than Earth. So what I mean is by vibration is that it's kind of like a note on an instrument, like a musical scale, that they're at like a higher note than what we are on Earth. So so it's hard for us to hear them. It's kind of like whale songs. It just popped into my head that whales sing at a vibration that humans can't hear, so it has to be slowed down so we can hear their song. So similarly, for us to be able to communicate with the higher beings, we have to up our vibration and raise our frequency. And to do that, there are many different things you can do. You can, you know, read a bit about how to do that. But just some simple things to do that is to meditate, to eat very healthy foods, unprocessed foods, because the foods we eat have vibration to them too. And something that is organic and unprocessed, that doesn't have chemicals and additives and all these other ingredients, have a higher frequency than if you went to a fast food place and got a burger or eat something out of a box that has a lot of different ingredients. So very wholesome, nutritious food helps. Taking certain vitamins, minerals, drinking purified water helps. Exercise. And what I do too is like essential oils. I always put on rose and or frankincense oil before I do a channeling to raise my vibration. So there are a lot of things that we can do. Oh, and you know, Jane, do you remember what one of my number one things to do to raise your vibration? It's avoiding something, doing something.
What do you mean, avoiding drama, chaos?
Yeah, that's it, 100%. I knew you got it. Avoiding drama. Because when you get into drama and you get in around what, you know, is referred to as toxic people, people who always like to talk about negative things or bring you down, that brings your vibration down. So it's best to get away from that. So I just wanted to mention a few things that people can do to raise their vibration so they can start hearing their guides better. And then ask for them. And what I always do is I feel the energy of whatever guide is around me to make sure that they have a high frequency, because once in a while there might be, you know, a bit of a troublemaker that may stop in to try to say something that might not be for the highest and best. And I can always feel that out beforehand. And if it's, you know, something that is not going to be beneficial, I'll tell them to leave. And we have the ability to command any energy, any being that's not of the light or not of love away from us. I mean, Jesus taught us that in the Bible. You know, you can command anything away that's not you. God has given us, or the Creator has given us, that ability. As children of the light, just tell them to leave. We have the power to do that. And then I only allow energy and information to come through that's like from a loving being, a being of light. Jane, was there anything else that you wanted to discuss?
No, just for people out there listening to please share this, especially at a time like this where people do tend to, well, it's kind of difficult when you turn on the TV or just being around others, that can bring you down, or it's very 100%. Chaotic out there. So if people knew just a little of this information and heard this, I think that would help everybody. So please share this channeling and then go in the archives and see other times that Joanne's channeled and Mary Margaret as well.
You know, and what I wanted to say before we leave, it's just talk about the rainbow for a moment. That's, you know, I feel like that's important too. That's been an energy that's come through recently within the last several months, I would say, but even more powerfully for me, I felt it in the last few weeks. And this energy is so very powerful and beautiful, and the Kuan Yin kept referring to the new world as the rainbow world. And so I've been feeling the rainbow energy coming through, and it was so interesting because someone had commented on one of my posts on Twitter a while back to say that gold, the color gold, has all the colors in it of the rainbow in it. So I kept getting like gold frequencies and rainbow energy like coming through in the light and the sun. And this is some of the highest frequency we can get on the planet. This gold is so pure, and it comes from the pure consciousness of the Creator. So we've been getting all these energies in through the sun, along with these rainbow energies. And what they do is when these energies are streaming through the sun, they impact our energy field and kind of can work on them in different ways. And the golden energy and the rainbow energies, what they do is they kind of, I use the word attune, or tune up our energy like you would tune an instrument or take a car for a tune-up to get it to work better. So I like the word attunement better. And what it is, it's going into our energetic system of our light body. This is who we really are at a higher level of consciousness. And it's helping to bring those energies through our physical body and integrate them so we can raise in frequency and start to live in that rainbow world. So we're being helped out by these energies that are being sent to us, from our galactic family, from the Creator, that are coming in to help us ascend, meaning that we're going to start living more from our spirits than our ego, because our ego is what created this mess, this chaos in the outer world, and what kept us caged, like the analogy used in the channeling, like a bird. These golden frequencies, these rainbow frequencies, and others that we've been getting are opening the door to the cage. And we are leaving it, and then the cage is being disassembled. It's the term that's used is the matrix. It's the cage of our perception of how we view life. And when we're limited in perception, we focus on the chaos. That's what we see. That's what we think our reality is. But once the matrix, that illusion, is broken down and we're out of the cage, we can see life differently for the first time. And we're not looking at what the ego wants us to look at anymore. We are looking from within, from our spirit, that lens of perception that enables us to see the beauty in life, to see the rainbow in the world around us, those brilliant colors, to see joy and love and peace as being the way that we want to live, and we create a world from that. So this is what's happening in our world now. The chaos is the ego saying bye-bye and all the darkness and bad things that went along with it. And then what we need to do is just say, okay, we realize that's leaving. I don't even need to really see that anymore. I want to go within and live from my spirit, that divine flame, that rainbow energy, that gold energy, that light of who I am. That gives me so much hope for the future, creating a life of great beauty. So it's a simple change in perception. So I'm hoping the information that came through tonight helped to work on people's energy field to enable them to make that switch. And remember, we're always the ones in position of power. We have control over the way we want to live our lives, the way we view our lives. And so we're the ones who have to say, yeah, I want to switch perceptions. And then we can ask for help if we're stuck at all. And we can do the whole things to raise our frequency to help bring us into that new world. How does that sound, Jean?
Very, very exciting time to be alive.
Absolutely.
That is for sure. Well, thank you, Joanne, once again. And hopefully we can do this real soon. And everybody out there. Yeah, it would be. Enjoy your evening, and thank you for listening. Okay. Good night, everyone. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.